Does your heart seem dry? And does your life seem fruitless? Does it seem the reports of God's work in time past can never be repeated today? If so, take heart. God is giving a second touch to His people in these momentous days. Our age of unbelief is witnessing a divine intervention in human affairs that makes us stand amazed. God is moving, reviving the hearts of His people. The spiritual renewal God is sending comes as an answer to our need. For the greatest need of our generation is to see the mighty work of God through revival. The greatest need of our churches is to know the purifying and empowering work of God upon their spirits and through their ministries. The greatest need of our hearts is to experience personally the power of God upon us in daily victory and dynamic witness. Many believers are crying out today for a mighty moving of God. That hope of renewal is the indication that God is sending revival today. Our hope is in our hunger. Jesus said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Spiritual hunger is aroused by God's Spirit. He will arouse no hunger which He is unable or unwilling to fill. He burdened John Knox to pray, "God, give me Scotland or I die," because he was ready to reach Scotland for Christ. He burdens Christians to pray, "I believe my heart will break if we do not have revival," because he is ready to give revival. Do not let Satan deceive you into believing that revival, a mighty demonstration of God's supernatural power in cleansing and conversion, is impossible in our day. Not so. Revival is possible. In fact, God clearly promised in Holy Scripture that the last days would be days of great demonstrations of spiritual power in the gospel, and that unnumbered multitudes would be saved in sweeping revivals. Satan will try to deny it, to keep you from believing it. But the truth is that God has promised revival in our day. Our expectation of revival is based on the promises of God, promises which are certain of fulfillment. Listen to God's promise through His prophet Isaiah. "For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed, and my blessings upon thine offspring." That's Isaiah 44 and verse 3. And what a promise, oh, what a promise it is. God uses an illustration from nature to teach us the spiritual truth He promises. Picture a land where drought has continued long. The vegetation is parched. The streams are dry. The cattle of the pasture and the beast of the forest languish from thirst. Upon such a land, God sends rain. Now, not just a shower here and there, mind you, but floods upon the dry ground. Immediately, nature responds. New growth springs forth in the grass. New leaves appear on the trees. Even the animals lose their listless spirit, so the young run and frolic in the meadows. All nature takes on new life when the rain comes to end a drought. Draw that same picture in the spiritual realm. Churches are having services as usual. Christians are apathetic. Preachers preach and teachers teach, but there's little fruit and less joy in divine service. In such a time of spiritual drought, God promises to send the spiritual rains. Like He pours rains upon the thirsty fields and floods upon dry grounds, He pours His Holy Spirit upon men and women who hunger and thirst for revival, so that great floods of blessings come upon the people of God. That's God's picture of revival. Does your heart seem dry? And does your life seem fruitless? Does it seem the reports of God's work in time past can never be repeated today? If so, take heart. It is upon the dry ground that God's spiritual rains come. It is upon the barren life that God's blessings fall in flood tides of abundance. Take heart. God has promised a mighty moving of His Spirit. God has promised a revival of renewing which will bring new life and new spirit to all of His people. Revival is mercy following upon wrath, fruitfulness following barrenness, dynamic ministry following powerless service. Revival is possible today. God promises it. Refreshing effusions of the Spirit will end your spiritual drought. God's promise of revival is true. Now, if he had spoken it only once, we could know it is true. But in his desire that we should believe it and experience it, he states the promise and then repeats it once and again. Not only through Isaiah, but through his prophet Joel, God promises revival. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. What a promise. Is it really for you and me? Yes, praise God, it is. It is a promise which began its fulfillment on the first Christian Pentecost, as recorded in Acts chapter 2, and continues even to today. Examine that promise in detail. First, the renewing will come through a diffusion of God's own Holy Spirit. I will pour out my Spirit, he promises. Second, the Holy Spirit will be given to all who believe. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Third, there will be no sexual distinctions in the work of God's Spirit. Your sons and your daughters will alike receive and rejoice in him. Fourth, there will be no age distinction in God's ministry. Your old men, your young men will share his work. Fifth, there will be no class distinction when the Spirit is poured out like floods of water. Servants and handmaids will know his ministry, as well as sons and daughters. And sixth, there will be no limitation as to the methods of works when the Spirit comes in reviving power. One will dream dreams and another will see visions as the Spirit ministers. What a day of rejoicing. And that blessed day of revival is here. The Apostle Peter explained the happenings on the day of Pentecost, described in Acts chapter 2, with these words. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, Peter said, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Now what God promised through the prophet, he performed. And what God has done for other people in other generations, he can do and is doing for us today. Revival is upon us. The promise of Joel was not exhausted on that first Christian Pentecost. Pentecost began a new dispensation of God's work. It initiated the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. And from Pentecost onward, the Spirit of God indwells all the people of God, every believer in Jesus Christ, in order to fill him with the power of God and do through him the work of God. What happened at Pentecost has been happening ever since. God has been filling his people, empowering his people, witnessing through his people, and bringing forth fruit from his people. True, there have been times when the Spirit seems to ebb in the experience of the people of God, but each ebb tide was followed by a flow which empowered God's people and revived his churches. We're living in days filled with potential for revival. Do you want to know revival in your inmost being? I suggest three steps toward revival. First, put away all those things that displease God. That is called repentance. Second, keep away those things that distract your attention from God. That is called sanctification. And third, give away yourself to God in complete surrender and availability. That is called commitment. Make all of yourself available to God, and he will make all of himself available to you. And then you will experience true revival. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.